our studio audience.
Don't cry, Frank. Flassie came home.
I ain't crying.
Then your face is leaking.
I ain't crying.
All right, you're not crying, but don't yell. You'll wake up Laverne and Shirley.
They shouldn't have gone to bed so early.
But they're tired of listening to you. Laverne, you ought to get married. You need a husband. You're going to be old and lonely. Even Lassie got married. They don't want to hear that anymore. Look, Frank, face it. Laverne might never get married.
Bite your tongue. It's like I told her. She better get married before she gets old and fat.
Oh.
I want grandchildren! I want grandchildren! I want grandchildren!
Better get married before it's too late. Before it's too late. Too late.
I'm gonna vodeo dough before I go.
Well, my dear, I can tell you that it's not that big a thing.
How do you know?
Tea, dear?
No.
You know something? I should have married Carmine Ragusa years ago.
Yep.
He was so cute with all that singing and dancing and that sweet little way he had a knocking at the door.
How'd you do that?
I didn't do it. That's Carmine's knock.
No, yes, it is, Carmine. Years.
Carmine, is that you?
It's me, Angel Face.
Angel Face! It's an Angel Face! Answer the door, Laverne. Answer the door. Come on. Answer the door.
Okay, try to look sexy.
I'm trying. I'm not going to let him get away this time. Carmine!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Carmine!
No, that's okay. You don't. No, you don't have to get down, Laverne. Laverne, boy, you really filled out.
Yeah, well, I guess guess we all changed, huh?
Is that my big ragu coming to get his little angel face?
She can't see a thing without her glasses on.
Well, I think it might be a good idea if you told her it's not exactly the big ragu anymore, huh?
Sure, I'll put your glasses on.
Come here, big fella, and let me run my fingers through your hair.
Cheryl, I think there's something you should know.
All I know is we've been apart too long. Come here and take me in your arms. Tell me you're just a minister. A priest? Has vanished off the face of God's earth. I can handle it.
Come on, we'll do something. You're the priest.
Dora, Laura, Laura.
No, that's not going to work, Carmine. You better talk to her. I got to pack. I'm getting married.
Finally? Well, congratulations.
Thanks. Well, I better go run.
You run?
I may be old, but I still got all the moves.
Tell me something, Carmine. I mean, Father Ragusa. May I ask you a question?
Shoot, my child.
Why? Wasn't something I did?
Shirley, you didn't do anything.
That's it, isn't it? I can make it up to you. I've read books.
Shirley, I like being a priest. Look, it's the first steady job I ever had.
Well, you do have a nice boss.
Huh? What do you think this night he should keep Zeke happy, huh?
Will you put that away in front of a holy man?
I like it.
Want to see it on?
No.
It looks
you're
real good.
You can't get that thing on anyway. You can't get it right now. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Forgive her, Father. For she knows not what she did.
Keith?
Say no.
Keith?
No.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, he's here. For you, Carmine.
Oh, thanks. Yes, this is Father Ragusa. I'm sorry to hear that. I'll be right over. Sorry, girls, I gotta run.
Oh, something wrong?
I gotta give last rites. Some guy named Zeke Hochstetter just passed away.
Ah. I was so close, Cheryl.
I just can't believe it!
Bye, now. Come on. It's not the end of the world. Everything will be all right. Oh, Zeke was the first guy to propose in 20 years.
Oh, you had a dry spell. So what?
Well, I don't got 20 years to wait. I may lose my girlish figure for no reason. Things are bound to get better for you. I can feel it in my bones. I'm certain, I promise you, the next man you meet is gonna be your Mr. Right.
Hello.
Like we left them some 48 years ago. And they're just as lovely as ever. Laverne is easily twice as lovely. All the more woman to love.
Lenny was to marry, no.
Well, at least he's breathing, ain't he?
Oh, all right. Hi, Ed, boys.
Hi, how are you? Glad to see that you kept the place up. We just bought it.
Right.
That means they must be rich, Cheryl. You'll like that.
You mean you fellas own real estate?
Own real estate. Some of our assets are in real estate.
Of course, we're diversified.
In that case, why don't you just take a load off?
I don't want them to sit down in here. Oh,
I got a rich man.
Sure.
There's still an Ian Squiggy.
Hello.
Hello.
Look, they're men in suits. You like
them?
Oh, they're men in suits. Don't get old.
What are you talking about?
Suggestion if you sat in the middle.
Okay.
Well, what do we do?
Okay. Okay, let's put over. Put over, Squig.
I got it.
Put over.
Lady needs a scoop. That milk and Pepsi really caught up with you, Laverne.
It's not fat. I just retain water.
So does the Hoover Dam.
That great sense of humor, huh? You boys married?
I was married, but I lost my lovely wife 10 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry, Len.
Don't be sorry. She ain't dead or nothing. The fool lost her someplace.
I bet that means Squick's single, too. Huh, Cheryl?
I have no doubt.
Well, at the present time, I am available. But I have been married 12 times.
Well, I hope you have no children.
No, that is the bad luck I have had. Married to 12 barren women. But I ain't giving up.
You see, that's what we wanted to talk to you guys about. We figured if you're not married, then maybe you'd care to join us in a little slab of wedded bliss.
Get out!
Shut up! This is so sudden, boys. Is this afternoon good for you?
Wait a minute. Laverne, I don't think that this would suit me personally.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Squig, but you could be me and Len's best man.
Now, see, I'm sorry. It's a package deal here. It's got to be all four of us or nothing.
Why?
Well, I can't leave Squiggy alone. He has bouts of melancholia. That's between you and me, Len.
Come on, Squig, sweet talker. Turn on the old charm.
Old charm, huh? Come on, sure. You're too old to be picky. No! Be careful. That's an $11 hairpiece.
Forget the charm. Just get down on your knees and pop the question.
Okay. I'll do it.
Cupcake. Same goes for me, pound cake.
What is the matter?
Oh, it's all right, It's just my leg went out on me. Old gunshot wound.
Oh, the army?
No, my wife.
Well, with 12 wives, you're bound to get shot by one.
I was shot by 6. Poisoned by 4, and the other 2 just didn't understand me.
Well, let's get on with it. Wake up, Len.
Sherry.
Well, would you please do
us? You married.
Would you two, the two of you, would you give us
get married?
And get married to us,
sure,
please.
That's now.
Could be our last chance, sure.
Well,
good enough.
Father Carmine, there's something I do want to ask you.
Go ahead.
Can you still get a deal on those hot cameras and clock radios like you used to?
Lenny, I'm a priest.
Well, it ain't Sunday.
I didn't say I couldn't get you a discount.
That's the old Big Mango.
Okay, I'm ready. Had to get the bulletproof vest on. Got a little take away. Where are the old cards?
Okay, you ready? You guys ready?
Yeah, sure. Right. Put your card on.
You girls ready in there?
We're ready.
All right.
Comes the bride, all dressed in white.
wedding jazz over and get right to the honeymoon part.
Laverne, take a look at this man. Suppose he can't make me happy.
You'll shoot him like the others did.
Hi, you look wonderful.
One question, Len. Can you still perform your manly duties?
Everything but mow the lawn.
Hot dog!
Gee, Cheryl, I can hardly wait till we get started on our first kid. What do you want? A boy or a girl?
I want a gun.
A gun.
Okay, are we all ready here?
Oh, yeah.
Ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Dearly beloved, we are gathered together today to join these two couples in holy matrimony. Do you take each other to be lawfully wed, to love, honor, and cherish, till death do you part?
I do.
I do.
I do.
I don't. I'm sorry, but I can't. I'm sorry, Squiggy. It's nothing personal. It's just that you're too strange.
Well, I've never been so insulted in all my life. Sure you have. No, I haven't. I have been shot at. I have been poisoned. I've even been spit upon by the little children. But nobody's ever hurt my feelings. I do hope you're happy. Hasn't that man suffered enough?
Well, I guess I'll be going now. It was a good ceremony. Look at the bright side of things, girls. You can still become nuns.
That was my last chance at marriage, and you blew it.
Now, you know what I think we should do? I think that we should have a cup of tea, sit down, and talk this whole thing over.
You ain't gonna be able to sit, because I'm gonna kick your withered little keister up and down Canal Street. Life for me.
And what's wrong with your life anyway? You're happy, you go bowling, you go to the fights, you're the toughest hockey player on your team.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's because when I body check, I body check. But,
well, I don't know about you, Laverne, but I'm proud to be old.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with my life, even if I'm not married.
I'm happy with my life, too. Not like I'm alone. Just I live with this... with a little person who attacks lamps.
That's true. And I live with a gigantic person who attacks cakes.
And I'm happy to marry Lenny. I like my life. Not too late. It's not too late. Huh? Not too late.
Laverne. Laverne, wake up. Wake up.
It's okay, Martha. It's okay.
I'm still young.
Still skinny. You're still alive.
Yeah, sometimes Santa doesn't think so.
Oh, I must have been having a dream. I was going to marry Lenny.
That's a nightmare. You see what all your talk about marriage has done?
I'm sorry. You don't have to marry Lenny.
Yeah, you just relax. Now lie down and go back to sleep. Don't worry about your father. Just marry whoever you want.
That's okay. Sure, you do that. Just make sure he's Italian.
You know, sometimes you're a nightmare.
You were crazy about him.
No.
He called you his little love beetle, and
no.
You loved it. You couldn't wait to say, I do.
No.
Hey, that's right. You took, ripped his shirt off and said, I want you.
Oh, I'm just going to go back to sleep and dream about how your five little kids were doing. Squiggy Jr.
No, don't do that, please.
Squiggola and Squiggina, the twins.
That's it.
Godzilla and Rodan.
Enough, see?